From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and rebel forces continuing to battle Saturday in the besieged city of Aleppo, where 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped in the divided city. Lisa Schlein reports.
Rebel-controlled eastern Aleppo has been under relentless bombardment by Syrian government and Russian forces over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan, WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies, says the onslaught has taken a heavy toll.
The situation really is unfathomable. According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children.
Brennan says medical supplies are extremely low, while health facilities are crumbling and unable to treat the wounded. He says fewer than 30 doctors are left in the war-torn city to treat a population of more than 270,000 people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A car bombing targeting Somali security forces rocked the Somali capital Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least two people, wounding several others. A security official told VOA's Somali division that a car filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. Shortly after the attack, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement published through the group's platform on the encrypted Telegram messaging application, the statement said the group carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at a nearby prison. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign on to it. A month later, the deal would go into effect. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the governments of India and Pakistan to proceed calmly with rising tensions between the two nations. Stefan Dujarric is the UN's chief spokesperson.
The Secretary General urges the government of India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint and address the outstanding issues peacefully and through dialogue. He would welcome all proposals in that regard, as well as de-escalation initiatives.
India has vowed to try to diplomatically isolate Pakistan for its alleged support of Islamist groups on its soil, groups India says are behind terrorist attacks in neighboring countries. Hungarians will vote on Sunday in a referendum which gives the government the popular support it seeks to oppose any future plans by the European Union to resettle asylum seekers in the country. People are already concerned about the referendum's outcome even before the votes are cast.
We do not agree with this, with the quota, of course, because it would let people, you know, coming into the country without any control. And although we would like to try to have the refugees, but still, you know, not like this. So, I mean, it has to be some kind of a control to let the people in.
The referendum questions ask whether voters wish to accept European Union-imposed quotas, with the government urging citizens to vote no. Pope Francis held an open-air mass in Georgia Saturday as he continued a peace mission to the Caucasus region that is torn between Russia and the West. Speaking in Tbilisi to worshipers from Georgia's small Catholic community, Francis offered consolation. People need to cope with the turmoil that they experience in their lives. On Friday, Francis called for peaceful coexistence in the conflict-ridden ex-Soviet region at the start of the 3-day tour, during which he will visit Azerbaijan just months after he visited its arch foe, Armenia. Powerful Hurricane Matthew continuing to churn northward up the Atlantic, with a large amount of rain expected in parts of the Caribbean, including Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba, over the next few days. So far, the storm has claimed at least one life. U.S. weather forecasters say Matthew is the strongest hurricane over the Atlantic since Felix in 2007. With maximum sustained winds of 250 kilometers per hour and higher gusts, Matthew expected to remain a powerful storm through Sunday. For details on these stories and much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.